legalized, and you know, like this idea that some moral arguments. Why we should? Are you still using the charger, Jesse?
Do you need to charge it?
I just need to. Can you charge this thing? And this is the only battery. We're down to that battery. So we need to have a replacement in case you need more power, because it's gonna run between the two devices very quickly. So, well, in my view, it's like, you know, as if we didn't know what happens when you don't legalize these things. You just give more power to the cartels. And yeah. You know, we have problems, like you see all Central America, you Mexico. The problem is we're losing so much ground to the cartels that it's absolutely ridiculous. The corruption is rampant everywhere. Guatemala already runs their own political parties from the cartels. They don't even have a media intermediary anymore. They actually
have their own
party. They have like the cartel so-and-so candidate for president. And
I have a friend who's gone there to look at youth movements.
Youth movements or what? I'm sorry.
Youth movements in Guatemala at the minute.
There's a friend
who's there at the minute.
Okay.
I met him in New York a week ago and he was leaving for Guatemala. But yeah, go tell me, sorry.
No, I mean, I happened to meet with the vice president of Guatemala about this issue of drugs in Guatemala, because they bring them over to Harvard, so I get, like, you know, people like me get a chance to talk to the actual, and his main complaints are like, it can really try to govern, fight the cartels, and then have the cartels finance their own candidates to fight, you know, to replace them. They got a lot of towns and villages, they already run politically by popular vote, these towns.
Yeah.
So who's gonna police them? They're not gonna police themselves. And how are you gonna win that war if you can't?
Yeah.
Bottom line, you can, but then, so this idea of the war on drugs, I thought, you know, we're not winning the war on drugs. Like, who are we kidding? You know?
Yeah, but what does it even mean?
Right, exactly. So it's just trying to like pretend to be somehow moralistically correct. Like, it doesn't work. It does not work. And I'm not. I never been swayed by any of this. And I'm suggesting that it's good to have these things available. I'm just saying that it's futile to fight them. You have to regulate
They're
it.
They're already available.
It's already available. You're not gonna stop that. So you need to regulate it and bring the thing to the best control you can possibly do, like you do with, like, you know, alcohol. Like, you have to do your best to sort of like say, oh, you don't drink, you know. Don't drink and drive, you know. Then you have to have hospitals, and you have to have ways to help people, rehab, and all of that. And right now, we castize, demonize, and we don't solve the problem. It's getting larger and bigger. Yes, mi amor. Yes.
Just
oh, I'm sorry.
What do we do?
I'm over a gym or something.
Did we lose that last Pokemon, Eli?
Well, this is the stadium to the right. You wanna?
Oh yeah, that's right.